Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Beis. We are starting the eighth line, the second word on the line, and that's on the Oz V'Hadar and article print of Yerushalmi. And today's daf is sponsored by Lilui Nishmas Mars Mirim Sar Basar Yaakov Maisha Her Neshama Should Have an Aliyah. And we continue talking about the proper time to say Kriyat Shema. So the Gemara tells us, Tani, we have a Braisa Hakayri Kadim Lachin Lo Yatzei Deicha Vasai. If a person read before that time mentioned in the Mishnah, which is before the time the Kehanim are going to go into their house to eat Truma, so he's not Yatzei Zchiv of saying Kriyat Shema, and he has to repeat Kriyat Shema. The Gemara asks Imkain if that's really so. If by a person saying Kriyat Shema too early, he's not Yotze, so Lama Karna Seva Beis HaKnesses, why is it said in Shul? We know that many times you go to Shul and there's a Mincha Ma'ariv together, and that Ma'ariv is too early to say Kriyat Shema at its proper time, so why do we bother saying Kriyat Shema at that Ma'ariv if we're not going to be Yotze Rechiv? So Rabbi Yaisi says, Ein Karna Seva Beis HaKnesses B'Shvil Lasi Shdei Chavasai, he doesn't say it in Shul in order to be Yotze Rechiv of Kriyat Shema, El Kadei Lamed B'Tfilah Mitech Dover Shal Torah. Rather, he says it in order to be able to stand and daven Shmoyne Esrei, that's what Lamed B'Tfilah is, amid saying words of Torah. Just like right before Shemayna Esrei for Mincha, we say Ashrei, so it's the same thing by early Ma'ariv, he says Kriyat Shema in order so that he could daven Shemayna Esrei amid saying words of Torah. And yes, once he gets home, he has to repeat Kriyat Shema in its proper time. And now we have a little bit of a discussion. Rabbi Zeir B'Shem Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Safik Berech HaMazonei, Safik Loi Berech, if a person has a Safik, he's not so sure if he said Berech HaMazonei, he doesn't know if he benched, Tzarech Levarech, so he has to bench even though it's a Safik whether or not he benched. Why is that? Because the Pasuk says, V'chalta V'savata V'irachta, which teaches us that benching, saying Berech HaMazon, is a Dairaisa, and we know that Safik Dairaisa L'chumra. So when he has a Safik, whether or not he benched, he's got to bench. However, Safik Yispal, Safik Lo Yispalal, if he has a Safik, whether or not he said Shemayna Esrei, Al Yispalal, so he does not repeat Shemayna Esrei, because saying Shemayna Esrei is only a Chiv Dirabanon, and we know Safik Dirabanon L'kula. However, like Rabbi Yochanan, that's not like Rabbi Yochanan. Dom Rabbi Yochanan says, Ulavai Sheispal Adam Kalayim Kulai, Halavai, a person should be able to daven all day long. Lama, why is that? Meaning, why, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is it a great thing to repeat Shemayna Esrei, even if he's in Besafik, whether or not he said it? She'ain Tfila Mafsedes, because a Tfila, a Shemayna Esrei, doesn't get lost. He could daven it as a tefillas nedava, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Really, Shemayna Esrei is just called rachamim. He's davening for mercy from Hashem. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, he could and perhaps should repeat that Shemayna Esrei. But now talking about Kriyat Shema. Safek kara, safek loy kara. Let's say he has a safek whether or not he said Kriyat Shema. Is he going to have to repeat Kriyat Shema mi safek or not? So the Gemara says, Nishma inam en adal. Let's learn from this brisa that we said before, meaning the brisa that we started out today with. The brisa tells us, Bezon bezon atapa, kari kaidam lachain lo yatzei dei chavasai. If a person reads before that time, he's not yatzei zchiyov. Now, v'kaidam lachain included in this time of v'kaidem l'chein, of before that, doesn't that include a time which is a suffik? Now how does that include a time which is a suffik? And the answer is because saying shema kaidem l'chein includes bein ha-shmashes, which is the time period right before nightfall, and that's a suffik whether it's day or night. If it's day, of course he would have to repeat shema. If it's night, of course he was yotzei shema. And the Gemara continues va'at amar, and you said in that braisa tzarech likros that he has to say kriya shema. Hada amra, that's what said, suffik hara, suffik likara, tzarech likros. If it's a suffik whether or not he said Shema, so he has to repeat Shema. Now just a little bit of a clarification over here. When we say that he has a suffik whether or not he said Shema, that can mean one of two things right now. It can mean he's not so sure if he said it in the first place, or it can mean he said Shema, he's just not so sure if he was Yotzei Shema. And it's that latter understanding that we're addressing right now. He said Kriya Shema, but he said it during Bein HaShmashes. He said it right before nightfall. It's a suffik whether or not that's considered saying Kriya Shema in the proper time. The Braisa said, Akari Kadim Lachin Lo Yotzei Dei Chavasai, if he reads before the time mentioned in the Mishnah, he's not Yotzei Zchiv, which means if he said it in a time period which is a suffik, he's not Yotzei Zchiv, and he would have to repeat Kriyat Shema. And continue to talk about this time period that he's able to start saying Kriyat Shema, which is when the Kehanim go into their homes and begin eating Truma. The Gemara says, Simen Ladavar, a simen to when this time period is, Mishiyotu HaKechavim, that's when the stars emerge, which we know is called Tzeis HaKechavim. In other words, a person starts saying Kriyat Shema at night at Tzeis HaKechavim. Now, V'afal Pishen Raya Ladavar, even though there's no proof to it from the following pasuk, Zeich Ladavar, there's a little bit of a hint to it from the pasuk. The pasuk tells us regarding the building of the second Beis Hamikdash, "Vanachnu oisim b'malacha," and we were doing work. "V'chatzi machzikim b'ramachim me'alos haShachar ad Tzeis HaKechavim," and half of us were holding spears from alos haShachar until Tzeis HaKechavim. Uksiv, and another pasuk says, "V'hayo lanu halayu l'mishmar v'hayom l'malacha," and the nighttime was for us for guarding, and the day was for work. And since we see that the work was done from alos until Tzeis, it must be that the day ends at Tzeis HaKechavim. And now focusing a little bit on Tzeis HaKechavim, "Kama kechavim yatzu v'hei laila." How many stars have to emerge for it to be considered night, for it to be considered Tzeis HaKechavim? So Rabbi Pinchas B'Shem Rabbi Abba Bar Papa, he tells us as follows, Kechav Echad Vadayim. If only one star has emerged in the sky, that's that's for sure still considered day. Shnayim, Safik Laila. If there's two stars which emerged, it's a Safik whether or not it's nighttime. That's called Ben HaShmashes. Shloisha, however, if there's three stars which emerged, Vadai Laila, then it's for sure nighttime. The Gemara has Shnayim, Safik. If only two stars emerged, that's considered a Safik. Vaksev, Ahatzeis HaKechavim, until the emergence of the stars. Elamiyat Kechavim Shnayim, isn't the minimum of stars two? The minimum of anything plural is two. And when we say the emergence of stars, well, stars is plural, which means that Tzeis HaKechavim should be when two stars emerge, not after three stars emerged. So Gemara says, no, Kodmayo Lemischashev, the first star which emerged in the sky is not counted at all. So that first star isn't counted like anything. Then we have to wait for another two stars to come out for a total of three. That's Tzeis HaKechavim. Now talking about Ben HaShmashes for a little bit, this Suffolk time period, maybe it's day, maybe it's night. So Gemara tells us, Be'erev Shabbos, it's Erev Shabbos. It's Friday afternoon coming to Friday evening. Ra'kaychav Echad, if he saw one star in the sky, va'asa malacha, and he did malacha, Potter, he's Potter for doing that malacha. It's for sure still Friday. Shnayim, if two stars had emerged Friday evening and then he did malacha, maybe Asham Talui. He has to bring an Asham Talui because it's a Safik, maybe he did malacha on Shabbos. Shloisha, however, if three stars had emerged Friday night and then he did malacha, maybe Chatas, he has to bring a carbon Chatas because he for sure did malacha on Shabbos. Same thing is with Matzei Shabbos, just the other way around. But Matzei Shabbos, as it's nearing Matzei Shabbos, Ra Kaychav Echad, if he saw one star in the sky, va'asa malacha and he did malacha, maybe Chatas, he has to bring a carbon Chatas, because for sure still Shabbos. Only one star had come out. Shnayim, if two stars had emerged in the sky Shabbos evening, and then he did malacha, maybe Asham Talui, he brings an Asham Talui, because the Safek, maybe it's not Shabbos anymore, but maybe it still is. Shloisha, whereas if three stars had emerged in the sky, Matzei Shabbos, and then he did malacha, Potter, so he's Potter for that, because it's not Shabbos anymore. And continuing with this, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi Rabun Bai. Rabbi Yossi Rabun stated the following. So first of all, this name Bun is an interesting name, and really, this is just the Yerushalmi's way of saying Avon. We have the name Rabbi Avon many times in Bavli, so Rabbi Bun in Yerushalmi is the same person. And also another important point is that the word Bai in Bavli always means that we're asking a question, but in Yerushalmi, very often the word Bai means just a statement is being made. And that's exactly the same thing here. Rabbi Yossi Rabun Bai means Rabbi Yossi Rabun is making a statement. In Tamar, Shnayim Safik, now that we're saying that the emergence of two stars in the sky means that it's a Safik, it's Ben HaShmashos, so Ra'a Shnei Kechavim Be'erev Shabbos. If a person saw two stars in the sky, Erev Shabbos. The Hesru Bai and Edim warned him, don't do malacha, va'asa malacha, but he did malacha anyway. And then, Rosh Nekechavim and Matzei Shabbos, it was Shabbos evening and two stars had emerged in the sky. The Hesru Bai and Edim warned him, don't do malacha, va'asa malacha, and he did malacha. So, Manav Shach, whichever way you want to look at it, he's going to be chayiv. Because Im HaRishonim Yom Hain, if we're going to say that the emergence of those first two stars on Friday afternoon still meant that it was daytime, which means that he did malacha on Erev Shabbos, he did malacha on Friday. So then, Af HaChorinim Yom Hain, that means that the emergence of that second set of two stars shows that it's daytime, V'yechayiv Al HaChorinim, and he's going to be chayiv for doing that malacha after the emergence of those second two stars because he did malacha on Shabbos. And Im HaChorinim Laila, if you're going to say that really those later two stars, the second malacha that he did, those were really the nighttime, and he did malacha on Matzei Shabbos. Well, Af HaRishonim Laila, that means that the first two stars which had emerged when he did that malacha on Friday night, so that means that it was really the nighttime then, V'yechayiv Al HaRishonim, and he's going to be chayiv for that malacha that he did when those first two stars had emerged. And a similar case, Rosh Nekecham Be'erev Shabbos, there's two stars which had emerged on Erev Shabbos, V'katzar Kechatzi Gregeres, and he harvested or he cut half of a Gregeres worth off a tree. Now we know that the Isser Malacha of Ketzira, of harvesting or cutting something off the ground on Shabbos, is a full Gregeres worth, but he only did half, so he can't be chayiv for just doing a half. However, what happened? B'shachris, it was now Shabbos morning, V'katzar Kechatzi Gregeres, and then he cut another half of a Gregeres, and then Rosh Nekechavim Matzei Shabbos, it was when two stars had emerged on Matzei Shabbos, V'katzar Kechatzi Gregeres, and he cut another half of a Gregeres. So here we have three different time periods where he cut half of a shear. Erev Shabbos Ben HaShmashos, on Shabbos itself, and Matzei Shabbos Ben HaShmashos. So Manav Shach, whichever way you slice it, he's going to be chayiv. Im HaRishonim Yom Hain, if those first two stars on Erev Shabbos are still going to be considered like it's day, so Af HaChorinim Yom Hain, that means that the emergence of the second set of stars on Matzei Shabbos means that it's still day, meaning that it's still Shabbos. V'itzarev Shal Shacharis Im Shal Matzei Shabbos, and that half of the Gregeris that he cut Shabbos morning is going to combine with the half of a Gregeris that he cut on Matzei Shabbos. V'chayiv Al HaChorinim, he's going to be chayiv for that second set. And Im HaChorinim Laila, if you want to say that second set of stars, Matzah Shabbos, meant that it's really nighttime and that it's not Shabbos anymore, then we would have to say that Afar Rishonim Laila, even the first set of stars on Erev Shabbos, meant that it was really nighttime and it was really Shabbos, Vitzar Shal Shachris Im Shalele Shabbos, and then the half of Gregarious that he cut Shabbos morning is going to be Mitzarf, is going to combine with the half that he cut Erev Shabbos, Vyechai Val Rishonim, and it's going to be Chayiv for that first one. Now, just a little bit of a clear definition regarding Tzeisak HaChavim. Hadad HaTemar, this was stated, meaning this definition of Tzeisak HaChavim, of the emergence of three stars, was said, Be'ilein Deles or Chasoy Mischamya Be'yamama, only regarding stars that do not usually come out during the day. Gimel Amen Alpha on top, Be'ram, however, Be'ilein Derechehoin Mischamya Be'yamama, regarding these stars that are so strong, they're so big, that they usually are visible even during the day, Loi Mesharin behind, we don't measure, we don't judge Tzeisak HaChavim based off of those stars. And Amar B'yis Rebun, he says, As long as we have three stars besides that star called Kechavta. So as we had mentioned, Daf Aleph, Kechavta is this large star which is very visible during the day. So Rabbi Yisrael Rabun is clarifying that these three stars of Tzitzak Kechavim cannot include this star called Kechavta. And the Haridim's gears of this Gemara is Ubovadi Yischamon Tlasa Kechavim Didamion Kechada Kechavta, as long as we have three stars that look like one star. Which means that according to the Haridim's gears, we have to have three stars in the sky that are closely grouped together. It can't be that one star is over there, another star is in a different part of the sky, a third star is on the other side of the sky. We have to have three stars that are grouped closely together in order for it to be considered Tzeisak HaChavim. We're going to stop here for a day. Pick up tomorrow, continuing to talk about Tzeisak HaChavim and Bein HaShemashos. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.